All Around Us by Reverend Martin McGown. Abortion, the Culture of Death. Emily Letts, Positive Abortion Story. Emily Letts is an abortion counselor at Cherry Hill Women's Center in New Jersey, USA. Having given advice to many women faced with crisis pregnancies, she found herself pregnant. I knew immediately I was going to have an abortion. I knew I wasn't ready to take care of a child. The guy wasn't involved in my decision. Troubled by the fact that many women feel guilty about abortion, Letts made a short video of her abortion to promote the idea that one can have a positive abortion experience. She says, "I searched the internet and I couldn't find a video of an actual surgical procedure in the clinic that focused on the woman's experience. We talked about abortion so much and yet no one really knows what it actually looks like. A first trimester abortion takes 3 to 5 minutes. It is safer than birth. There is no cutting." For Letts, the abortion was a wonderful, moving, almost spiritual experience. She writes, "I was focused on staying positive and feeling the love from everyone in the room. I am so lucky that I knew everyone involved, and I was so supported. I remember breathing and humming through it like I was giving birth. I know that sounds weird, but to me, this was as birthlike as it could be. It will always be a special memory for me." Emily Letts feels no remorse. She says, "Every time I watch the video, I love it. I love how positive it is. I think that there are just no positive abortion stories on video for everyone to see. What I really wanted to address in my video is guilt. Our society breeds this guilt." In another interview, she admitted, "I do realize it was potential life. I have a special relationship with my ultrasound. People say it sounds weird. It's my process. I realize it was potential life, and I love it in my own special way. I am not glib and cavalier. I am comfortable with my decision." In the video itself, Emily Letts says, "I don't feel bad. I feel in awe of the fact that I can make a baby. I can make a life. I knew what I was going to do was right because it was right for me and no one else." A few comments on Emily Letts' video and interview. First, the video itself is a lie. We do not see an abortion procedure. In fact, abortion advocates never show an abortion procedure because in an abortion, a baby is destroyed. What we see is a smiling, humming Emily in a surgical robe. We never see what the doctor was actually doing. If we saw that, we would be physically sick. To suggest that abortion is safer than birth is absurd and wicked. For abortion, laying aside the physical and emotional damage it causes women, is not safe for the child. Second, Letts, perhaps unwittingly, reveals the truth about her abortion. She does not call the child a clump of cells, a growth, a tumor, but a baby. "I can make a baby. I can make a life," she enthuses. Elsewhere, she calls the baby potential life. But there can be no doubt that the baby she had the doctor kill was a life. Unique, irreplaceable, precious life. Third, notice Letts' utter selfishness. Her child is robbed of life because this decision was good for Emily Letts and no one else. When Emily Letts irresponsibly, because of the sin of fornication, became pregnant, she selfishly destroyed the baby before he, she, could become an inconvenience to her. Fourth, notice Letts' God complex. Hannah rejoiced, "The Lord killeth and maketh alive," 1 Samuel 2, verse 6. Emily Letts enthuses, "I can make a baby. I can make a life." Emily Letts cannot make a life. For that, a man is required, and God himself must open the womb and grant conception. What Emily Letts did was wickedly kill a life. Fifth, if Letts truly feels no remorse and no guilt for paying someone to murder her unborn child, and did not make this video to attempt to suppress her guilt, she is a terrifying example of one with a conscience seared with a hot iron. 1 Timothy 4 verse 2. A society made up of such conscienceless souls is surely ripe for judgment. An open letter to the little life I won't get to meet. A user called Scared Throwing Away on the social network site Reddit penned an open letter to the child she planned to abort. One can only hope that this was a hoax, but it reveals the heart of one ready to do the unthinkable. We read, "Little thing, I can feel you in there. I've got twice the appetite and half the energy. It breaks my heart that I don't feel the enchantment that I'm supposed to feel. I am both sorry and not sorry. I am sorry that this is goodbye. I'm sad that I'll never get to meet you. You could have your father's eyes and my nose, but we could make our own traditions, be a family. But, little thing, we will meet again. I promise that the next time I see that little blue plus, the next time you are in the same reality as me, I will be ready for you. Little thing, I want you to be happy. More than I want good things for myself, I want the best things for the future. That's why I can't be your mother right now. I am still growing myself. It wouldn't be fair to bring a new life into a world where I am still haunted by ghosts of the life I've lived. I want you to have all the things I didn't have when I was a child. I want you to be better than I ever was and more magnificent than I ever could be. I can't do to you what was done to me. Plant a seed made of love and spontaneity into a garden and hope that it will grow on only dreams. Love and spontaneity are beautiful, but they have little merit. And while I have plenty of dreams to go around, dreams are not an effective enough tool for you to build a better tomorrow. I can't bring you here, not like this. I love you, little thing, and I wish the circumstances were different. I promise I will see you again, and next time, you can call me Mom." Notice the confusion in this young woman's mind. First, the person believes that it would be more compassionate to kill her child, whom she calls little thing, than for her child to grow up in what many might call disadvantaged circumstances. "This is goodbye," she says. Why? She wants her child, who otherwise will not have the best things for the future, to be happy. Behold, the cruelty of the tender mercies of the wicked. Proverbs 12, verse 10. In our increasingly materialistic society, we need the reminder, a child does not need all the best things. A child needs life, and a child needs love. Both of these this woman denies to her child. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, and that includes not killing the neighbor. Romans 13, verse 10, Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 40. Her final words to little thing ring hollow. "I love you." Have we now reached a point where a murderer can say, "I love you," just before she snuffs out the life of the one she claims to love? Second, this person has convinced herself that in killing this child she will be ready to receive him, her, again in the future. Notice her illogical statements. "We will meet again the next time I will be ready for you. I can't be your mother right now. Next time you can call me Mom. But if she ever does become pregnant again, and if she ever gives birth to a child in the future, it will not be the same child. The child whom she has aborted, or murdered, is a unique person, forever lost, never to be repeated, never to be replaced. She will never see him, her again, in this life. On the day of judgment, when she will give account for her selfish sin of murder, she will see that little child again, but then that child will not be little thing, but he, she, will rise up to accuse her of her sins. Abortion is a multi-million-dollar industry. Abortionists are becoming more and more brazen in their advocacy of this horrible crime. No longer do they pretend that the victims of their crime are clumps of cells or blobs of tissue. Fetuses or babies are persons, real human beings, biologically and genetically distinct from their mothers, fearfully and wonderfully made. Emily Lett's ultrasound, which she kept as a memento, testifies to that fact. Both abortionists and those seeking abortions know it. But the abortion industry does not care. These babies are unwanted, inconvenient persons who need to be sacrificed on the altar of human selfishness. We live in a society in love with death. Let us find refuge in Christ, our life.